Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, we are in the next edition of Indire Show, a project that connects different independent radios across Europe and shares local alternative music artists and bands. Today we are broadcasting from Radio Student in Ljubljana, and the hosts for today's shows are Ula and Jan.
Hello everyone.
It's the peak of the summer and we are in the middle of a heat wave, and Ljubljana Jazz Festival has just ended. So in that spirit, we are going to start with Domen Cizej, who was performing there with his new material called Introducing Domen Cizej. We are continuing with jazz from a collective Žlehtet, who have put out a collection of live performances from the last summer of 2022 called Poletje Loops or Summer Loops, following a short chat with a member, Rok Zalokar. Next, we will listen to a first project from singer-songwriter Liza Končar called Gola Ljubav. Then we are stepping back into jazz with one foot and electronic, rock, psychedelia and more with the other foot, listening to a band Eating Sports who put out their first LP called Giorni Sportivi, released at our house label Zarš. And we are going to listen to a short conversation with the drummer Antonio. Next, we have Tekion, a young up-and-coming electronic producer who is playing with synthetic computer sounds. And last but not least, a guitar-based trio, Suzy Soprano, with their album Weltschmerz.
Domen Cizej is a drummer and composer who completed his studies of jazz drumming in the Netherlands. He currently resides in Amsterdam. On June 23rd, Clean Feed released his debut pentology called Introducing Domen Cizej, which features five albums recorded in different formations, including solo, duo, trio, and ensemble. He was the resident artist at this year's edition of the Ljubljana Jazz Festival, where he was showcasing his release within the framework of four concerts. His approach to composition is honest and explorative, focusing on the nuances within his creative identity. We will listen to a track called Rudimental Ritual No. 18 from his solo album titled Discovery.
We just heard the composition Rudimental Ritual Number 18, and we are moving to an innovative jazz collective Schlechtit, and we are listening to their latest release Politiel Loops, or in English Summer Loops, that emerged from last summer's live performances in different informal spaces. It's sort of a collection of their improvisation-based music that directly respond to environment, atmosphere, the people in the space, and of course to each other. Before we get to the music, we're going to listen to a short interview with one of the members, Rok Zalokar. Hello, Rok. Thank you so much for taking your time for this interview.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So we're talking about Schlechtit today, and it is a jazz formation of renowned musicians, and you are also part of other bands and projects. And first, I'm interested, how did you come together to play as Schlechtit, and why?
Yeah, it's kind of my like collective I've been leading, and I had this idea for a while that, you know, I really just want to work with people, you know, that are my good friends, that really inspire me, you know, what they do in music. And the collective idea is also connected with this, that I like to have like different setups and different combinations, and that kind of all the combinations, you know, inspire, like, that there's kind of this cross inspiration going on, and that it kind of grows together. So you could say that it's like a few different bands inside of a collective, but yeah, it's just to have like a common also like identity, and just, yeah, that we can grow together. That was the main goal.
Mm-hmm. And the members are fluid in the collective, if I'm correct. How do you keep some sort of identity?
Well, right now I think that it's like a circle of seven people that we collaborate like all the time, but yeah, it's open, so from time to time we still have like first concert with someone, so this still happens. But it's mostly just, you know, that we organize ourselves in a way that it's always something new happening. That's also kind of priority of this project.
Mm-hmm. And this last release, Politiel Loops, Summer Loops in English, is a vast collection of live acts from last summer, from like different settings. What type of settings were you in, and how did that affect what you were playing?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just like playing live, you know, if you really open to the experience. Like, there are some things that are only gonna happen like with the audience, you know, in the live setting. So this is kind of, yeah, a collection of these moments, and because it features like the core setting of Schlechtit, with Žiga Smrdil on drums and Lenard de Bock on saxophone and flute. And yeah, last year we really just like fully devoted ourselves to always like play from the space we are in, like physically and mentally, and just just were really relaxed that this is going to inspire us, and basically everything was coming out of improvisations. But then we still wanted to do like the next step when it comes to making an album, that we kind of make sort of a narrative throughout the whole album, because I think it's like 1 hour and 40 minutes, instead of just having like one concert from start to the end, you know. So yeah, it's a collection of things that happened that, yeah, inspired us just to do more. But yeah, it's all coming from this live situation. So yeah, some stuff was recorded at my garden concert. There was some stuff, I don't know, just terraces of some bars, you know, or there were some jazz clubs, like even Psytrance Festival. And yeah, really more informal settings, like not the, the settings you would normally expect, like some improvised music also.
Mm-hmm. And so this is all jams, or yeah, jamming.
It is jamming, although I don't want it, like, I don't like this term, because it, there are, like, interactions, you know, we've been working on, and it's kind of, I don't know, I just think the jamming has, it's too broad of a term, but yeah, we do jam, we like to jam.
What would be another expression that would be more correct?
Well, we kind of just... Yeah, it's not really free form. I think it's just loops, because it's like something that, yeah, it's just the style of playing we were really into, like, last summer. It is kind of loop oriented, you know, that we kind of just were always building in sort of a loop and kind of expressing, like, different, you know, dimensions of these loops. So yeah.
Awesome.
But maybe some other people will give us better terms for that. I don't know.
And are you planning to do something similar this summer for this year's concerts?
Yes, it's already happening. It's already happening. I think from this year we already have like 3 or 4 hours of material. So it's like, you know, the archive, you know, it's being there. We do our best to capture everything, but I think also we just, you know, want to do the next step in terms of, you know, just production, or just develop that sound. So I think we're gonna, with this trio, we're gonna do a studio album, I think, in the autumn. This is to make like a full week of studio recording sessions and to develop like something new. But then also the collective is going to release another album in November, Portals Volume 2, that it's again a different thing, that it's a collective in a quintet form featuring more like jazz compositions and just a bit of a different sound, but still connected to this.
Okay, nice. And yeah, maybe for the last question, so what are you drawing your maybe sonic inspiration from in this band, in this collective? Because I read that it's kind of hard to place, that you can hear like very different influences of different jazz across Europe.
Yeah, mostly I would also say that inspirations are also coming a lot from just from also electronic music, or like this part of like the spiritual jazz that kind of had a really open mindset to using like synth sounds or even folkloric instruments. So that's the inspiration, but I think it, like, I see it more just that there are certain moods and just certain feelings that we tend to play, because a lot of times there are no set structures or chords. We really just try to like really get the mood there, and it's, you know, it's just you. When I listen to music, there are, you have these moments that something really, you know, speaks to you, and we just try to get our own language, you know, in this, and to share it forward. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think this is the perfect time to let the audience hear one or two tracks from the Politie Loops album,
And thank you so much, Rook. And yeah, good luck with the summer concerts.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, enjoy. Ciao.
Okay. Ciao.
You just heard two songs from a jazz collective, Schlechtit, titled Call and Spiritual. And we're already moving on to Liza. Liza is a young singer-songwriter from Ljubljana. She released her debut titled Gola Ljubo, which translates to Naked Love, while working with Timotej Poznič, who is also a very prolific and up-and-coming young guitar player, involved with several different projects currently circulating the scene. In her music, Liza intertwines sound codes stemming from pop and chanson music. Her lyricism is based in her experience of the world as a young adult, with every bittersweet thing that entails. The song we'll be listening to is called Nefina Tishina, or Unpleasant Silence.
Vedno ni vse sam lepo, vem, da tudi tebi je težko skrivati vso zlo pred nekom, ki ti je blizu tako. In veš, tudi če mi kdaj ne poveš, vidim te moki grepeš čez iskre v očeh in pristane kot solza na tleh. Zdaj bi bil čas, da odpreva si vrata, drug druzga spustiva do lastnega mraka in zveva najhuje, kar nama je tuje do zdaj. Topiva se v vino, odkriva vržva v globino, v nefino tišino. Topiva se v vino, odkriva plašli živa v globino, v nefino tišino. Dolžno ljubila srce, to zmoglo ni biti za me. Sej komaj je bilo, da kri je pognalo od nog do glave. Moči ni pregnal niti preplah, ko si spustil me v svoj strah. Vdihnil pogum, ki predstavljal ga je beli prah. Ne boš pustil, da pridem do tebe, dokler sam želel, ne boš priti do sebe. Pustil si čutiti, naučil spet ljubiti kot prej. Thank you.
Okay, so we are in the show Indire, where we are presenting fresh releases from the local alternative scenes in Slovenia, the ones who joined later. And the next band is especially local, because it was released through our own radio student label called Zarš, and the band Eating Sports represent an innovative and crafty fusion of jazz, rock, psychedelia and electronics. Band members are experienced musicians who are active in other formations in the local music scene. We have Marek Fakuč on drums, Tilen Kravos on vocals and guitar, Anton Lorenzuti on the guitar, and Lan Stokel-Vu on synths, PC and sampler. This July, they put out their first LP called Giorni Sportivi. Of course, since they are friends of the radio, we're going to listen to a conversation with Anton and then play the music.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking your time. How are you getting by in this heat wave?
Yeah, we are actually on a Tam Tam festival on Hvar, and we are getting through this heat pretty well. It's by the sea, and there are concerts in the evening, so we are enjoying ourselves.
Okay, nice, perfect. Well, then even more thanks that you took your time during the festival. Nice.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I just woke up, actually, so it's not a problem.
Okay, good morning.
thank you.
You guys, Eating Sports, are a fresh band fusion from the coast, if I'm correct, and you also play in the different regional bands separately or together. How did you guys come together as Eating Sports?
Actually, me and Lan Stokel-Vu, who is on electronics, had a duo. It was like noise, experimental electronic stuff, and we had a concert in Rock, and Tilen came to that concert, and he was just at the time forming a band with Marek and Rock Paulin, and he called us to join him on the first rehearsals, and it clicked and we became a band. It was Corona times, so we had a lot of time, we practiced a lot, and that became Eating Sports.
Nice, all right. And you have put out your first LP, Giorni Sportivi, with our label of Radio Student, and it represents different genre and mood fusions. And yeah, you also had a different configuration of a band. And what maybe changed mood or genre wise when you made the change of having a bass player and now not having a bass player?
Well, actually, Lan now plays the bass on synths, so the sound changed because it's a different sound, and he's a little bit more occupied, so he doesn't have that freedom of just doing drones and sounds and stuff. He has to actually play like an instrument, so that changed. And genre-wise, I think it stayed around where we were before. Just we added a bit more synths, actually. I also play the synth, and Marek has this drum pad with samples and stuff. So it's a bit more electronic than before.
And yeah, while on the electronic parts and genres, the music is an interesting fusion of like rock, psychedelic, jazz, electronic. It's kind of hard to describe, but yeah, what inspired you to put a lot of electronics in it, actually?
Me and Lan, actually, when we came to the band, Tilen called us because of that concert in Rock that he saw, and that thing was pretty electronic, so that's what he wanted from us.
then I changed to just playing regular guitar, and Lan plays electronics. He adds that electronic vibe to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, when people ask me what genre do we play, I always have a problem because I don't know. It's like you said, it's a weird mixture of everything that we like. And we like a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, and also the structure is kind of hard to grasp as well. Did you have any structure, or like what came first? The playing together, the structures? Is it based on improvisation?
Well, usually it's like someone gets an idea, and maybe if it's a like simple melody, we add to it some odd rhythms and stuff to make it more interesting. And then when there's a lot of ideas, we just compile them together depending on which parts like feel like they should go together, and we make the songs like some puzzles out of different ideas. So that's how the music is made.
Mm-hmm. And are you having any plans for the summer gigs with the album just being released in July?
Yeah, we have. We are planning on a release concert on Metelkova, probably in front of Yala Yala, but that's not arranged yet. I have to come home from the Hvar. And then we have a concert in Hostel Celica at the end of August. I think it's 24th, something like that. And we play on Tresk on the 1st of September. So
okay.
That's everything we have planned for the summer right
okay.
now.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, I will let you go back to the festival and enjoy.
Okay.
And we're going to play our listeners one song from the album Giorni Sportivi that was released on Zarsh label, and the song is titled Tim Tom Teo. And yeah, thank you again for picking up the phone.
Yeah, no problem, thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye. Tim Tom Teo Teo Tom Tim Tom Tom Teo Tim Tom Tom Teo Teo Tom Tim
Moving on, we have Tachyon, which is the moniker for Jernej Grmek, a young artist from Ljubljana who has an eccentric approach to electronic music, while he also writes singer-songwriter material on the side. The album we're focusing on is one of the electronic ones called Škratje poezije iz druge dimenzije, which roughly translates to Poetry Dwarfs from Another Dimension. His approach to music could be described almost as absurdist, but refreshed for the internet generation. Also, an important thing to mention is that he's part of this year's Klubski Marathon Tour, an annual promotional event about which we already talked exclusively and exhaustively in one of the previous editions of the show, Indire. The track we'll listen to bears the title Mačje stanovanje nekje iz Ljubljane, which translates to A Cat's Apartment Somewhere in Ljubljana.
Yeah.
Next we have Suzy Soprano, a dirty, dirty guitar-based trio from Krško. They have released recently they have released a new album called Weltschmerz on the Artichoka record label. Although they've been acting on the scene for over 10 years now, we're featuring their music as a band who shaped and still is shaping the musical landscape of Slovenia. They're an amalgamation of punk and noise rock in a garage position. The album is very short, with most of the lyrics being in Slovene, which is something that is getting more prominent again in the last years. However, since this is an international show, we'll play for you the only track the band has ever done in the English language. The song is called Heavy Rain.
This was all from Radio Student for this edition of Indiri. The show was hosted by Jan Kopač and Ula Kranc-Kušlan, and Lynch was taking care of the technical production. We are sending greetings to fellow radios, and until next time, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. R-A-D-I-O. Indire featured song.
From the depths of Slovenia's underground scene comes Tekjan, a young artist who's whipped up a batch of highly eccentric electronic tunes that transcend the conventional and dive straight into light-hearted uncanniness. His new album, released on Shop Records, reminds us that music is much more than keeping up appearances, and that sometimes we shouldn't take ourselves so seriously. Radio Student from Ljubljana brings you Tekjan with his song Tehmaj.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.